Okie dokie, welcome back to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, here in WILL AM 580 in beautiful Urbana, Illinois, on a wintry Sunday, February 12th, 2006. And today is our Pledge Drive Day. And as always on Pledge Drive Day, we are going to be joined shortly by John Nichols, the Washington editor for The Nation magazine, for my money, probably one of the top political reporters in the country covering politics in this country. And we have a lot of business to take care of because, you know, we come before you here at Media Matters two or three times every year, where we need you, the listeners, to show your support for this program and for this station by calling 217-244-9455 and making a pledge or going to the web address, especially if you're one of our podcasters, the thousands of people who do podcast the show, willpledge.org, willpledge.org, and making your pledge there. And we've got some terrific premiums for you. If you haven't called in yet, please do. For $60, you can have a copy of the brand new book that John Nichols and I have written called Tragedy and Farce. And that book includes an introduction by Tim Robbins and cartoons by Tom Tomorrow. As well as for $60, you can also have, if you prefer, a personally inscribed copy of my brand new, not brand new, but relatively new book, The Problem of the Media. $100 gets you both. And thanks to the great generosity of Nancy and David Sutton of Champaign, anyone who's a new pledger, first-time pledger, becomes a member of the Will team, they will add another $40 on for your pledge. So please do call in this number, 217-244-9455. Make that pledge right now. We need your support. Our phone lines are open. There's absolutely nothing going on. It's completely dead in that room right now. People yawning. We have a group of people answering the phones here at Will at Pledge Central who are all volunteers, and they come in specifically to do Media Matters, including Jay Pierce, the station manager. His wife signs up specifically to do Media Matters. She's in there answering phones right now, waiting for phone calls. We need you to support us. We need you to call in, make your pledge. You know, we have tremendous support for this program. It's the number one podcast show here at the station, WILL. Over all the half the podcasts for the entire station, AM and FM, are this one show, Media Matters. We have listeners all over the world, thanks to the internet, who listen to the show. And here in town, we have countless people who listen to the show regularly. We've had, but we need their support. We have thousands and thousands of people who listen, but we only get dozens and dozens of people who pledge during Pledge Drive. We've got to raise that up. We need those of you who've been listening who enjoy the show, who enjoy the fact that we're going to have guests on the show, like Noam Chomsky in 2 weeks, like Bill Fletcher, who will be on in a few weeks, like Larry Lessig, who you just heard on Media Minutes, the Stanford law professor, maybe the biggest expert on internet and copyright issues in the country, really one of the great geniuses of our time. Getting people like that on the air here, Amy Goodman, who we hope to talk to later today on the show, getting people like that on the air here, they're willing to come because they know there's an audience, but they also know there's a show. They're delighted to see that there's a community in this country that supports a program like Media Matters, and that means you've got to support the one station in this country, WILL, that went to bat, to said to Bob McChesney, said, Bob, we want this show. We think it sounds good. We're going to support you. We're going to give you a prime air time when we've got our powerful signal on weekend afternoon. So please do call in and show your support for this programming, 217-244-9455. And we've got John Nichols as our guest, but before we go to John, we're going to got another friend who just called in. Line one, Bob Jensen, are you there?
Sure am, Bob.
Well, Bob Jensen has been a frequent guest here on Media Matters. He's joining us from his palatial abode in Austin, Texas. Bob Jensen, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's always good to be part of your show, Bob.
Well, you know, you've been on, I think you, except for John Nichols, might be our most frequent guest in the pushing four years now of Media Matters. And you've been on talking about a wide variety of issues, from racism and white supremacy and sexism to a lot of stuff on the war. Just this week, you had the honor of being picked by David Horowitz as one of the 101 most dangerous college professors in the United States. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And if I recall, I saw your name on that list, too, Mr. Danger. There.
Yeah, I guess so. David Horowitz isn't going to be pledging now, I guess, once he hears I've got you on the air. But, you know, we're trying to raise money this week for this program, for this type of programming we do at Media Matters and here at WILL AM 580. And maybe you're down in Austin. You travel around the country as much as anyone know. You know, how important is are shows like this for people having a sense of their role in the world?
Well, they're crucial, and for two reasons. One, you just mentioned that people who are hungry for an alternative framework with which to understand the world tune into community radio, public radio. the kinds of shows like yours, and that's a huge service. But I think we also should remember, I'm a former mainstream journalist, and there's another incredibly vital role for a show like yours, which is that by giving airtime to critical points of view, it pushes mainstream journalism to be better. And I think we often forget that when mainstream journalism does step up to the plate, and every once in a while it does, it's often because the alternative media, the independent media, whatever term we want to use, has been giving airtime to those kinds of ideas and forcing mainstream journalists to take up what they otherwise could avoid. So on many different levels, community radio, public radio, independent media like this is incredibly important, not just to those of us who are loyal fans, but to people who don't even listen, who benefit by virtue of that pressure.
Bob Jensen joining us on the phone line from Austin, Texas. I'm Bob McChesney. You're listening to Media Matters. We're trying to raise money today. Please call. Make your pledge. We need your support here on Media Matters. We need your support for WILL AM 580 here in beautiful Urbana. The phone number, 217-244-9455, or go to willpledge.org. Phone lines are wide open. For a $60 pledge, we'll get you a copy of the brand new book that I wrote with John Nichols, Tragedy and Farce. That for $60, we'll get a copy of that to you, a hardbound copy, introduction by Tim Robbins, cartoons by Tom Tomorrow. For $60 also, you could get a personally inscribed copy of my book, The Problem of the Media. $100 will get you both those. We desperately need your support. Please do call and pledge now. Bob Jensen, if you could just look at the world today, what do you think the top news story that's sort of not being covered that's out there? What's not getting attention in commercial news media in this country that really is of great importance in your view?
Well, you have a couple of hours for the long list. I mean, let's look at two crucial things. One is that the world is on the verge of an ecological collapse, proportions I think is sometimes difficult for us to understand. The mainstream news media simply is unable to, I think, grasp the totality of that. We hear stories about the latest study on climate change or stories about this particular problem with toxic waste. But I think what we really are missing is somebody putting together that big picture. Now, it's being done on the fringes. It's being done in books. But mainstream media really needs to step up. And, of course, there's the ongoing problem of coverage of the war. Even when the U.S. news media, the commercial corporate media, picks up on some of the failure of the U.S. occupation of Iraq, it's often in a framework that validates the invasion, that makes it sound as if the United States really did go into Iraq to establish democracy. So the point is, even when the U.S. news media covers some of the problems, they do it in a way that fundamentally misinforms the American public, which is, again, why independent media, which can challenge the framework, not just provide important information, but challenge the framework that mainstream media use, that's why the independent media is so important.
Well, Bob Jensen, thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday to join us today to put in a good word for Media Matters and for WILL AM 580. And we'll be sure to get you back on the air down the road as you have more work coming out.
Just keep up the great work, Bob. Thanks.
Thank you very much. That was Bob Jensen from Austin, Texas. You're listening to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. We will be rejoined by John Nichols soon. John Nichols.
Bob, I'm here.
John.
I've been here for 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. You've been here. Well, we thought you were getting drunk at your birthday party.
No. I've been back out for a long time.
Again, John Nichols joining us from his birthday party today to show his support for Media Matters. And, John, then you had a chance to hear what Bob Jensen just said about the issues that he thinks ought to be getting attention. You and I have spoken a lot. What do you think, going forward in the next year, what are the big issues that people ought to be following that probably aren't going to be getting sufficient attention in the mainstream media?
Well, I think there's a ton of issues that fall into this zone, and I was glad that Bob mentioned the environment. You know this, Bob, your listeners may not, I'm probably the least passionate environmentalist on the left you'll meet. It's not that I have anything against it, it's just there's so many other issues I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. So I know there's a lot of people who work on environmental issues, and I usually leave it to them. But even I've started banging away on the environment, and especially in the last few weeks, for a couple of reasons. One is the fact that five of them have been the hottest years on record. Global warming is out of control. It's an absolute disaster. There's a serious debate now about whether we even can reverse it, if there's anything we can do. But certainly we ought to be very conscious of this. And one of the biggest scandals that we've seen in the last, I think in the Bush administration, is their efforts to shut up the scientists who are saying at NASA and other agencies, that this has to be a central issue. So I think that the environment really does have to be, at this point, very high on the list. I also would suggest that there is a fundamental global healthcare crisis that plays out in the United States as well as a number of other countries. We see it, the surface of it, on the issue of bird flu, this whole avian flu thing, and people get excited about that. But the fact of the matter is that every hour of every day, thousands of people die as a result of illnesses that can be treated, can be cured. And we're not appropriating our healthcare dollars or our healthcare spending in a responsible way. And what's significant for Americans is that this is starting to really ricochet back on the U.S. We are seeing diseases come to this country. We are seeing all sorts of problems explode. And one of the biggest is a whole host of antibiotic-resistant infections and viruses and other conditions. And I think that's a huge story, again, dramatically undercovered. If it was covered the way it should be in our media, we would be spending a lot more on health care. We'd have a whole public health regimen very, very different.
And you know, John, these are exactly the sort of things we'll do programs on in the next 6 months. We're going to find the right guests to come in to talk about these issues, about what's going on and how the press is and is not covering them, so people can really get a sense of these issues. I mean, that's why Media Matters exists,
exactly,
to deal with issues like that.
And these things become media issues because the media fails to cover. I'll give you a good example, and this is the absolute perfect example of the crisis. In Europe, every country has strict regulations on genetic modification of food. People have a right through labeling and other regulations to know how their food was made, what's in it, you know, what dangers it may pose to them. The United States, we don't have anywhere near that level of regulation. This fight's about to play out in a big way because the WTO has just intervened in this area. But the significance, what's the difference between Europe and the United States? The difference is a very simple one. European media covers food quality issues as a front page of the newspaper, lead story on the evening news story every day. Food quality is always out front. And so when people have the information, they and their governments make fundamental choices about these issues. We have not had coverage of our food quality in this country the way that European countries do, the way that Japan does, the way that much of the developed world does. And so as a result, we're the bottom feeders of the process. We're the ones pushing in the WTO and in other settings for lowering standards, lowering quality, getting rid of labeling. And that is bad for Americans, but it's also, because this country is such an economic powerhouse, it's bad for the world.
You're listening to John Nichols today on Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, here in AM 580 WILL in beautiful Urbana, Illinois, coming to you live Sunday, February 12th. And today is our pledge drive week, and we desperately need you to step forward today. Make your pledge to WILL. Make your pledge for Media Matters. And for a $60 pledge, you will get a copy of the book John and I co-authored. It has just been published by New Press, called Tragedy and Farce. It has an introduction by Tim Robbins. It has cartoons by Tom Tomorrow. Or for $60, you can have a personally inscribed copy of my book, The Problem of the Media. $100 gets you both. But we do need you to call and support. John, I hate to say it, we have phone lines open at 217-244-9455. The web address here, if you're listening to a podcast or if you're more comfortable going online or you're listening online, is willpledge.org, willpledge.org. Simply make it known in the notes on the online pledge that you're listening to Media Matters and let them know what book you want. We'll take care of everything else. But we do need folks to call in. The phone lines are open. You know, John, this is the last day of the midwinter pledge drive.
I can't believe they did this to us.
I know. We're on the last day.
It's brutal.
They've got a $100,000 target for the week. We came into the show at $85,000. Now, we've never done anything close to that.
So really, they didn't give us a $15,000.
No, they didn't.
What they just said is, you know, we did everything we could up to this point. You guys have to clean up.
Yeah, you know, basically they said you're down by six runs. It's the bottom of the ninth, and we've got a Cy Young pitcher on the hill going against you. Good luck.
Yeah, and you know what the bottom line on it is? We'll take the challenge.
We do, and our listeners will take the challenge.
Because of the listeners.
That's right. We have terrific listeners.
But they got to start calling.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the time to do it. We don't have that much time left.
I mean, it's absurd. Here it is. It's 1:22, going on 1:23. We've got five people who volunteered out of their Sunday to come in to take calls for Media Matters and for WILL, sitting around right now trying to stay awake. I mean, even the effects of the caffeine are going off. The phone is not ringing. The phones are empty. We need people to call in and make those calls right now, 217-244-9455. We have tremendous pledge drives for you. We've got a long way to go. Right now, the latest figure, 46 people have called in during this program. We started again today at a little after noon. We took over the hour for On the Media. But we've only raised $87,541 for the week. We've still got $12,000 to go.
It's
We don't expect anyone to call in with a $12,000 grant.
Although if they want to.
Yeah, that's perfectly okay. Yeah. But what we do want is if you're listening, if you regard programs like Media Matters important, the issues we're taking up, if you regard WILL as an important part of your life and you have not called in yet this week and you have not called in yet this hour, you have to do so. This is your moment of truth. There are 70,000 regular listeners to this station. There are tens of thousands of people who listen to Media Matters, but there are only 7,000 people who donate money to the station and a much smaller number who contribute during our pledge drive. We know you're out there. We love you, but now you've got to step up. Now, maybe you don't have $60. Make it a $5 pledge, whatever you can afford. We just want to see that you're supporting this programming. If you've got $60, we have great books to give to you, and we'd love to give them to you. We've even got a wonderful matching offer from Nancy and David Sutton of Champaign. Any new person who's pledging for the first time, if they pledge and become a member, they'll add on another $40 to that pledge. So it has tremendous effect. And when you do pledge, again, it's not just that you help pay for the facilities here at WILL, make it possible for this show to exist, for it to be spread around the country. We hope to syndicate this show if we get enough support. But it's also you're sending a message to this station, to station managers everywhere. This is the sort of radio programming you value in this community. You're sending a message to politicians. Hey, this is what's important to us with our public dollar. We want public broadcasting. We stand behind it. You should too. But it all starts right now with those of you who listen to these stations. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Get on that phone, 217-244-9455. Make the pledge, and believe me, you'll feel great. I remember the first time I pledged as after listening to public station for years. Finally, I did it, and it just felt like instead of being a consumer, I'd become a participant. I'd become part of something, not just a receiver of something, and it was a terrific feeling. And that's what it's like when you call in at 244-9455. Make that pledge. Say, yeah, I want to show my support for Media Matters. I want to show my support for WILL AM 580. This is the sort of radio broadcasting I consider important, the sort of media we need in this country. 2 weeks from today, John Nichols, as you know, we're going to have Professor Noam Chomsky joining us live to talk with people in the community who want to talk with him about U.S. foreign policy, about what he sees happening in the world today. You know, there's going to come a time, John, when I'm an old man, I hope, and I've got grandchildren on my knee, that I'm going to tell them that once I had a radio show, I had the privilege of having Noam Chomsky on it. We're very fortunate in this community to have a radio show that gets someone like Noam Chomsky who's willing to come there.
Bob, you and I know Noam well, and we know how busy he is. The fact that he's literally at, is it 77?
77, that's right, 78 this year.
Kind of ricocheting across this world, going to Europe and Asia and every place, constantly in demand. And yet he makes the time to appear on this show. And listeners should be aware of that, that there are prominent people in the United States and abroad who carve an hour out of an incredibly busy schedule after they've said no to a lot of other people to appear on Media Matters. They make that choice because they believe this is such an important show, and they believe that this focus on how the media covers fundamental issues, war and peace, democracy, health, the environment, everything you can imagine, they know that's a big deal, and they want to be a part of that discussion. You say someday when you're old, you'll say you had Noam Chomsky. You know, the fact is, someday when you're old, they're going to collect these interviews from Media Matters into a book, and they're going to say, this is perhaps the best record we have of substantial criticism of media coverage in the first years of the 21st century. It's a big deal. The listeners are a big deal because they make it possible. Now, we have bursts of those phones ringing, and they're wonderful, and we know now that people are taking some pledges, but we need another burst of phones ringing. The fact is we've got around 50 callers so far. That's fantastic. Most public radio shows would, you know, just be popping champagne corks and, you know, waving the flag if they got 50 callers in an hour or so on a pledge drive. That's really good. But this show has to set a dramatically higher standard. We have to have many, many more callers because we're seeking to do a lot more than any other show. And so, people, we need you to call in. We've got about a half hour, not much more.
Yeah, and we need about at least 50 more callers in the next half hour.
And
we usually get most of our calls.
We
can do it, definitely. But if you're listening to the show, and John and I are going to be talking more about politics, we're going to have Amy Goodman joining us on the air in a few minutes. Amy's called in because she really wants to go to bat for the show and talk about the importance of programming like this. you know, if you want, if you treasure this, and I know you're out there listening, you do, you've just got to step up and make that call at 244-9455 right now, or go to willpledge.org, do it online. We've got terrific, I think, gifts for you if you do pledge. Tragedy and Farce, the new book John and I wrote for $60, hardbound book. Or my book, which I'll personally inscribe, The Problem of the Media, for a $60 pledge. $100 gets you both. We've got matching grants that will add on to whatever you grant, give. And if you haven't given before especially, that's who we're looking at. We know we've got a lot of folks out there who have been carrying the load here for years, the 7,000 people who are giving at every pledge drive. But there are thousands and thousands, 60, 70,000 of you in the area, East Central Illinois, listening to the station, enjoying it, taking advantage of it, participating in it. And you say, hey, I pay my taxes. That's all I have to do. That covers it. But no, it doesn't, unfortunately. That only covers 18% of our costs. 82% has to come from you, the listeners, or else you know where it's going to come from if we don't get it from you? It's going to come eventually from advertisers. And believe me, when that happens, I'm not around the air anymore. This Media Matters is no longer going to be on public broadcasting when it's a commercial system for a number of reasons. That's why you're our barrier. You're the ones who are going to step forward and say, no, we treasure non-commercial public affairs broadcasting. It's a central part of our lives, and we don't want to turn it over to commercial interests to be the censors of what we can and cannot hear. To make this happen, 217-244-9455. Make that pledge or go to the website, willpledge.org. Our phone lines, regrettably, still have a couple open slots. We've got people who volunteer, take time out of their Sundays, come in here to answer these phone calls, to do what they can to help this station, to help this program. Show your support for them. Say, yeah, here, I'm calling in. And, you know, I got good news, John, and I got bad news. The good news is that we've got a bunch of people called in. The bad news is that Illinois is losing to Ohio State in what looks like, I hate to say, a blowout by 18 points. So there's one way. We've lost the basketball game. Now, John, you're up there in Wisconsin. This doesn't affect you at all.
Very little else in Wisconsin.
But down here, it affects us a great deal. Those of you who are commiserating now with the apparent soon-to-be loss at Ohio State, please do call in. Make your pledge to Media Matters. We need your support. We've got lines open. We've got a big burden on our shoulders here, which we gladly take. We've got to show the world, show the nation how important programming is like this. And we only do that when we have callers who call in to say, we support this programming. We've also got to really make a vote to the politicians and the people in the community, how important Will is. This is a radio station that went to bat for this program, for Media Matters, you know, when no one else would. John, you know, I lived in Madison for years. We were best friends up there. We're best friends now, but not up there. I'm not living there. And I couldn't get the public station and any public station in Wisconsin to carry this show. They wouldn't touch it.
Now, let me say here that WILL has done something very bold and very exciting. Not very dangerous or controversial, really. The fact of the matter is, this show entertains a very broad array of ideas and a very broad array of opinions. I've been on the show with you, and we've had very conservative callers who disagreed and challenged things, and they've been treated respectfully, invited into the discussion. So this is not some sort of, you know, diatribe show that really would be risky. It's good, solid public radio. But the fact of the matter is, we know in this country today, a lot of public radio is overly cautious, is overly concerned about not appearing too adventurous in its programming, too risky, too dangerous, or whatever. WILL was willing to put this show on the air, and they have been rewarded for that decision by some of the most prominent guests that any local radio station gets in the country, as well as by tremendous support from their listeners for this show. But now, this is the time, a couple times a year, where we come to remind the folks at WILL of why they made such a good decision.
In the number, and I've been asked to say it a little more slowly, I've been known to have an auctioneer's pace sometimes, 217-244-9455. 244-9455. We have phone lines open. Please do make the call. If I was speaking too quickly for you before, this is the time to call. 244-9455, area code 217, or go to willpledge.org. Make your contribution online. John, let's go right now to the phone lines. We have a caller I want to get to. Amy Goodman?
great to be with you, Bob.
Thanks so much for joining us on Media Matters. You know we're trying to raise money for Media Matters and for WILL AM 580. And there is no one I'm more honored to have join me on there than yourself, Amy Goodman. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's great to be with you from the winter wonderland of New York City that's now blanketed with 2 feet of snow, and people are in shock if they're not out skiing. But it is wonderful to be with you to really support WILL and make sure that you let WILL know that public media is what you're willing to support, that you're willing to stand up for it. So go to the phone right now and dial 217-244-9455 and get Bob's great books, Problem of the Media and Tragedy and Farce, that he wrote with John Nichols. We have to educate ourselves in order to, well, take on the media monopolies in this country that are, it seems, determined more than ever to shut out that great diversity of voices that make a democracy effective. So you could call in now, you can support this program, and you can get Bob's 2 books, Tragedy and Farce and the Problem of the Media, for a contribution of $100 or $60 for either book, or $40 just basic membership, or $25. Whatever you can do, register your support. Every single call counts. 217-244-9455, and support WILL.
Amy, so I think more than anyone I know, over the last 2 years, you've seen the growth and the enthusiasm for independent public media. I mean, your show is a testament to the huge amount of audience that was sort of untapped, that was eager for alternative viewpoints.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, the growth of democracy now, it's on over 400 public radio and television stations right now, and every few weeks, another couple stations come on board. I think it's the hunger for independent media, and also on reporting not only on issues of war and peace abroad, but on the media itself, both how the media tells the story and also how the media is getting shut down increasingly in this country. I mean, it's interesting to talk to you today, Bob, because tomorrow is the end of the public comment period to the FCC around the issue of local franchise agreements for public access. And while cable TV and the major telecom companies are very much competing with each other for your business, they are united on one thing, and that's trying today to do away with local public access television and the right of cities and towns to negotiate fair deals with these companies. And if we don't have media that reports on this, instead of shuts down the discussion and corporations that own the networks and don't let you know but weigh in so that they can profit, well, it's all going to happen to us without us knowing it. And whichever way you go on it, you should let the FCC know how you feel.
Now,
and that's
Amy,
what's so important, and that's why your program is so important, because there aren't a lot of shows in this country that really get down to who controls the media.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us. One last thing, though. You have offered, if I understand, an unbelievably generous offer, 10 copies of your wonderful book, The Exception to the Rulers, that we've talked about on the air here. 10 copies of the audiobook version of that to people.
That's
who...
right. We've just published the unabridged audiobook, and I can vouch for it being unabridged because I'm the one who read it. I wrote it with my brother, journalist David Goodman, called The Exception to the Rulers. It's Democracy Now!'s 10th anniversary this week, on the air for 10 years, and the audiobook is chock full with Democracy Now! Excerpts, like, well, my interview with President Clinton, rather than just read it, the transcript of it from the book. We just put it right in, my conversation with Charlie Rose and my debate with Newt Gingrich, as well as lots of other voices that we cover throughout the book, from East Timor to 9/11. And it's a wonderful 10-CD audiobook, The Exception to the Rulers, exposing oily politicians, war profiteers, and the media that love them. So we're giving WILL 10 copies of this 10-CD audiobook. It's just been published. And if you get Bob's 2 books, and we will add to this the audiobook for a contribution of $150. And that way you support WILL and you become extremely informed to challenge Bob and us on Democracy Now! To go even further. Because the more you know, the more you demand to know. And that's our responsibility, is to get the information out there. So again, if you pledge $150, we'll send you a copy of the 10-CD audiobook with Bob's 2 books, The Problem of the Media and Tragedy and Farce. We ask you to go to the phone right now and let us know that you're willing to support Media Matters. 217-244-9455. Make your pledge. Make it now. Make public media possible. possible. 217-244-9455. And by the end of tomorrow, let the FCC know how you feel also about public access TV remaining locally controlled, that there are these wonderful public access channels, sometimes used in great ways and sometimes not so well. But the more people know about public access, the more people will flock to make their own media in your own communities. And that is what is so important. So stay informed. Support Media Matters and WILL, 217-244-9455.
Amy Goodman, thank you so much for the incredibly generous offer of 10 copies of the audio version of your book, as well as just the time you took off on Sunday. You're a champion for many of our listeners, and we'd love to get you back on the air just to talk about what you're doing in journalism and politics in the coming weeks.
Well, love to talk to you about it. And keep those phone calls coming in, folks. Keep WILL's air open and free. That's what you do when you make your call.
All right. Thank you very much, Amy Goodman, for joining us. That was Amy Goodman, who took time out of her Sunday, like John Nichols, who's also with us, who's taken time away from his own birthday party to be here.
I think the party's done.
Well, yeah, if you're not there, I don't think it's going to be very much of a party.
I think we ended it
early is what we did.
But it's a delight to be on, and it's a delight to have Amy on. You know, look, one of the things that Amy Goodman has proven, and it's something that listeners and contributors ought to be conscious of, she has proven the lie of mainstream media. You know, they say, oh, well, we can't do progressive programming. We can't do dissenting programming. We can't do programming that actually practices journalism as it was intended, you know, to challenge those in charge and to really dig into the fundamental issues without loyalty to one party or even one ideology, but more to basic search for the truth. And big media always says that's impossible and won't sell. People don't want it. And then Amy Goodman comes along, creates this show, Democracy Now!, and it's a firestorm across the country. It's on in every state. It's on, you know, literally at dozens and dozens of stations, more picking it up all the time. The fact of the matter is people want better media, and we know that. We talk about it on this show, but you won't get better media by waiting for the advertisers or for big media to create it. The way you get better media is by supporting stations like WILL, the one we're listening to right now.
And that's at 244-9455 and area code 217. And we have phone lines open. Listeners, we've only got about 20 minutes left. I want everyone to appreciate what Amy Goodman just offered us. Out of the goodness of her heart, completely unexpected us, and she just told us right before she went on air, Amy's offering 10 copies of her audio version of her book, The Exception to the Rulers. It's a 10-CD audiobook. It's huge, with actual live recordings from her show over the last few years, interviews with people like Clinton, her famous debate with Clinton on Election Day in 2000. And anyone who pledges $150 in the next 20 minutes, the first 10 people who make a $150 pledge will not only get a copy of my book, The Problem of the Media, which I'll personally inscribe, will not only get a copy of the cloth version of Tragedy and Farce, the brand new book by John Nichols and myself with an introduction by Tim Robbins, but they'll also get the 10-CD audio version of Amy Goodman's wonderful book, The Exception to the Rulers, I mean, which has been a bestseller. This is just sitting there for $150. You're going to be supporting public radio. You're going to be supporting Media Matters, and you're going to be getting, I think, $150 worth of extraordinary material. Please get to the phone lines. Take advantage of Amy's exceptionally generous offer here, 217-244-9455, or go to the web address, which I urge you to do, and just go to willpledge.org. And in the notes, make it clear what you want, that you want for $150, you want Amy's audio CD of The Exception to the Rulers, or make the $60 pledge. Just let them know which book you want, that it's for Media Matters. But we do need your support. I mean, this is the last day of our week-long pledge drive. We need to get $100,000. We're not even at $90,000 yet. We've only got to the end of the day. We've only got another 18 minutes or so on this show. We need folks to call in and show their support. You know, John, as you and I have talked about, 90% or so of the people who are regular listeners to this show never contribute to support this show or to support WILL, the station which so generously hosts us and that puts on all sorts of wonderful local public affairs programming. You know, I think, you know, if you're part of that 90% that listens to the show, that enjoys it, likes hearing what John Nichols has to say or Amy Goodman or Bob Jensen earlier, that wants to hear what Noam Chomsky has to say in 2 weeks or Bill Fletcher or Janine Jackson or Laura Flanders, all of whom are going to be guests down the road, take a long look in the mirror. Just sort of, what's the program here? Like, we know some of you don't have a lot of money or very little money. Give what you can. It's really a symbolic thing. You've only got $5, make it a $5 donation. But if you can afford $60, think about it. That's what, 20 cents a week or something? I don't know, $1.10 a week. It's not that much money for what you're getting. Imagine a world in which this show didn't exist. Imagine a world in which WILL AM 580 didn't exist. Would you be willing to pay $60 to recreate that world? Of course you would. We need your support. We need you to step up. And, you know, if by chance you that line 217-244-9455, you're not getting through, it's tied up because now at the end of the show there's some more folks calling in, try the house phone, which is 333-0850. But I do see lines open at the 244-9455 number, the standard number. So do please call in. Make that $60 pledge. We need your support. This is the time to put us over the top. We're at that decisive moment. It's at the end of the show where we've really got about 20 minutes. We've got this fantastic gift offer from Amy Goodman, the 10 CD audio version of her book, The Exception to the Rulers, in addition to the two books that we're already offering, the inscribed copy of my book, The Problem of the Media, the book that John Nichols and I wrote, the brand new book, Tragedy and Farce. You get all three of those things for $150. $60 will get you either of our books. $100 gets you both books. All the money, not a dime of it ends up in my pocket, John Nichols' pocket, not a dime of it ends up in Amy Goodman's pocket. All the money goes to pay to get a show like this on the air here, to get it podcast around the nation. And those 70,000 of you who listen to these podcasts every week or every 2 weeks, get on the computer at willpledge.org. Say, yeah, I'm glad you're doing this at WILL. We appreciate the support you're giving us. We're going to support you. John, we've got 64 people now who've pledged.
That's an incredible number. And, you know, it would be, again, you and I, Bob, we do fundraising for public radio all over the country and do many shows like this in California and Wisconsin, where I'm from, and other states. But and that 64, that's a fantastic number. Everybody would be satisfied. There's no show you could go on where people wouldn't say that's just fantastic.
But there's one show.
Unfortunately.
There's one show where you wouldn't say that's fantastic.
Well, unfortunately, this is the one show where it just isn't enough.
That's right.
It's not enough because the fact of the matter is we are trying to send a message here. We are saying to not just WILL, which is so supportive of the show, there's no problem there, but to public radio in general and to media in general, that there are tens of thousands of people who not only will listen to a show of tough, aggressive media criticism, but also who will open up their pocketbooks, open up their checkbooks, and support that show. We need your support now. This is a very critical point for this show because WILL has come to count on Media Matters as the show that really does kind of balance the books, that gets the call.
We bat fourth in the batting order here. There's no question about it. Jay Pierce is right here, and he smiled as you said that, John Nichols.
Yeah. So we understand that responsibility, and we accept it because as critics of mainstream media, we know that it's just not enough to say, oh, major media in this country does a rotten job. We have to help to support the alternative, and this is one of the most vital alternatives in the country. So if I haven't called already, do. If you contributed earlier in the week, call up and give a little more. This is worth it. This is the contribution that really matters.
And let me
Bob, what are those numbers?
Yeah, there are two numbers to call. Either call 333-0850, of course, area code 217-333-0850, or go ahead and call the standard line 217-244-9455. And, of course, there's always the web address. We urge you to go to willpledge.org and just put in the notes that you want to give for Media Matters, and we'll make sure you get the appropriate gift premium. You know, and for those of you who just tuned in to Media Matters, you can obviously tell that John Nichols, my guest today, the Washington correspondent for The Nation, and I, Bob McChesney, your host, we're doing our best to get you to support this station. You might have missed Amy Goodman's call. Amy called us to talk about the importance of supporting this program, supporting WILL, about 10 or 15 minutes ago, and unbeknownst to us, she offered 10 new copies of her audio CD of her book, The Exception to the Rulers. This is a 10 CD offer. Anyone who makes a $150 pledge to this show, to WILL-AM, will get a copy of the 10 CD, The Exception to the Rulers, in addition to the two books, my book, The Problem of the Media, which I'll personally inscribe, and the book John and I wrote that's just been published by New Press, Tragedy and Farce, that has an introduction by Tim Robbins. So make that $150 pledge. This is a really unexpected and delightful offer that Amy Goodman made to support this show, to support WILL. We have three phone lines open. We've only got about 10, 12 minutes left in the show. We desperately need you to call in and show your support. We were hoping, you know, last time, John, we had 128 people call in October.
Man, we got to get a lot of calls to even get in that ballpark.
Yeah. And
do you think this game may be eating into things a little bit?
Well, I don't think people are going to be in a very good mood if they're watching that game. And, you know, that I don't know how that affects fundraising.
Well, we had 67 calls, was that?
64 last count, but I think 64. We've had a couple since
well,
then.
Well, I think, you know, look, the fact of the matter is we want to have as many calls as possible. We always try to break records with our number of calls. But at the very least, let's try to get to 100.
Yeah, let's shoot for 100. I think that's fair enough.
And if that's, that means how many minutes do we have left?
Well, we've got about 13 or so.
If so that's really what we're talking about is about 3 a minute.
Yeah, about 2-3 minutes. And yeah. It's definitely doable, but people have to. If you're listening and you haven't made your pledge yet, or if you pledge earlier a week for another show and you really want to show your support for Media Matters, or if you gave them the fall and said, well, I'll wait again to another pledge, I'd do it now. Get a copy of Amy Goodman's wonderful audio, 10 audio CD set of her book, The Exception to the Rulers. But make that call to 244-9455. Make your $60 pledge and get Tragedy and Farce or a personally inscribed copy of The Problem in the Media. But the money will go to support this radio program. It will go to support this station, the only public station in the country that would give Bob McChesney a chance to do a program like this. There wasn't like a long line of public stations around the country that beating down my door saying, hey, we want to run a show that has guests like John Nichols and Amy Goodman and Noam Chomsky. Believe me, it was a very short line. The only person in it was Jay Pierce, the person who's sitting across from me right now, said we're willing to take a chance that a show like this, there's a lot of our listeners who would enjoy this show, who would prosper from it. We serve this community, and we want to serve our listeners. Let's give this a shot. Let's take a chance with it. And, you know, they stood behind us, and this is our chance to say to WILL, thank you. Thank you for showing the support for this sort of broadcasting. We appreciate having a public broadcaster who's willing to take chances to serve their listeners and run the risk they're going to take some heat. And as Jay Pierce will tell you, if he's had a couple of martinis, they've taken some heat. You know, they've had some irate calls. They've had people saying, what are you running shows like this? They're saying stuff I don't hear on conventional media, and that's sort of weird stuff. What are you doing? Well, they do it because they know listeners care. And listeners show they care by calling in today and saying, we want to voice our support for Media Matters. We want to voice our support for WILL AM 580 for running Media Matters. And the number you call, 217-244-9455. We've got all sorts of wonderful pledges. We've got a matching grant. But if you haven't called, you've only got about 10, 11 minutes to do so. We need you to make that call now. The lines are open. We've got to have your support to send the message to station managers around the country. This is the type of public broadcasting we want. These are the sort of programs that are important in our community. And we need also just to pay the bills here. I mean, it's not just a hypothetical exercise. It's not a theoretical exercise. We've got to pay the phone lines so we can bring a guest like Noam Chomsky on from Massachusetts and pay the cost of that. We need to pay the bills so we can have someone working our table, like we did Brett Paulson, in here every Sunday working the board so we can actually go on the air. You know, we have to have engineers to work this room to do it. This requires resources. This requires people willing to call us up at 244-9455 and say, you know, I've been listening to this show. It's important. I like it. It's the sort of radio I think we need in this community, in this country. And I'm going to make that call. I'm going to call 244-9455. I'm going to say, here's my $60. Send me a copy of McChesney's Problem of the Media. Send me a copy of McChesney Nichols' Tragedy and Farce. And if you can afford it, and it's really important to you, send $150. And you'll get a copy of the 10 CD version just published this week of Amy Goodman's book, The Exception to the Rulers. 10 CDs. Which Amy's responsible for. She read it. It's got actual live audio clips of her famous debate with President Clinton in November 2000, among other things. $150. All the money goes to support this station to keep a program like this alive and well and prospering in the media environment in the United States today. John, we've still got a few lines open. We need people to call in. What do you think, John? Where do you stand on all this?
Where I stand is that every 6 months or so, you and I do one of these shows, and we ask folks to make these contributions. It takes a lot of time out of both of our lives, and it's not always fun or even easy. It's especially nerve-wracking at a point like this when, you know, we're close to the end of the show and we know we've got a lot of ground to cover. But we do it because we really do believe that media matters, as the show's title suggests. And it doesn't simply matter because we want to have good television programming or good newspapers or good radio. It matters because in the United States, the whole structure of this country is based on the concept that citizens must know what's going on. So media matters because it is the source of information for an informed citizenry that with that information can end an illegal and immoral war, can vote bad leaders out of office, can assert environmental concerns, can feed the poor and, you know, lift the most impoverished people in the world out of their poverty. There's all sorts of wonderful things that can happen if we have an informed citizenry, because we believe in the American people. We believe that if they have knowledge, they'll act on it positively. But it does come back to the media. This is the show, the one show that focuses in on that issue, that tells people it's fundamental, and it, on a weekly basis, comes back to that again and again and again. But the only way this show works is if it has an incredibly broad support of listenership and support from listeners who want to contribute. This is the point at which to do it. We don't ask you that often, but now we really do need people to make the calls. We need people to pick up those phones right now. We've only got about 10 minutes left. Let's make real numbers here that are going to blow people away. They're going to say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how many people called in that last 10 minutes there. We need to hear those phones ringing, and we need to send the message that the listeners to WILL understand that media does matter, not merely, again, for quality of television or something like that, but because without a good media, we cannot have a functional democracy.